Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Direct action and forest defense Skillshare in the forests of southern Humboldt County. Come and learn about the nonviolent forest defense and other forms of direct action June 1st through 9th in the woods of southern Humboldt County. The trainings, workshops, and other events include nonviolence, tree climbing and defense, wilderness first aid, backwoods living, guerrilla theater workshops, and blockading workshops, among others. There will be a group hike to a timber harvest plant in the Matole that borders Humboldt Redwood State Park on Wednesday, June 5th, and tree sit supply runs to the two tree villages in Humboldt County. There is no fee for the Skillshare. Donations are requested. Please bring appropriate clothing and gear, such as warm clothes, preferably not cotton, rain gear, tent or tarp, eating utensils and dishes, comfortable shoes. There are at least a couple of spring-fed creeks near the campsite, so please bring water containers and, if you wish, water filters. To find the Skillshare, look for the Honeydew exit from Highway 101 south of Ridgecrest and north of Wyatt. This road will take you through several old-growth redwood groves next to Bull Creek and then begin to climb up into the mountains past Cuneo Horse Camp. Approximately 11 miles from Highway 101, look on the right for the welcome area. If you want more information, phone 707-825-6598. That's 707-825-6598. Activist blockades Bitterroot National Forest Office. Reg Peterson of Wild Rockies Earth First began a blockade of the front doors of the Bitterroot National Forest Supervisor's office in Hamilton, Montana, early on the morning of Tuesday, May 28th, demanding an immediate end to logging in the burned area recovery plan under the guise of restoration in the Bitterroot National Forest. Reg locked his arms inside two concrete-filled barrels, blockading the door for the U.S. Forest Service office for about 11 hours before releasing the locks inside the barrels. He was then arrested. Wild Rockies Earth First has been monitoring the Bitterroot National Forest logging activities, and it is clear that logging is destroying, not restoring, the burned areas of the forest, said Reg. We challenge the public to explore logged areas of their Bitterroot National Forest and discover for themselves that logging destroys, not restores, the forest. Logging is part of the problem, not part of the solution. In a reversal from earlier statements, the Forest Service denied any violations have occurred in the Bitterroot National Forest timber sales. The Forest Service denial of violations shows once again they are incompetent to oversee even the plan they supported in this salvage logging scam. We have photographic evidence of violations that we will gladly provide to the public, said Mike Bowersox of Wild Rockies Earth First. In the process of monitoring the active sales, Wild Rockies Earth First found significant violations of inadequate guidelines the U.S. Forest Service imposed. Wild Rockies Earth First emphasized that their actions target the United States Forest Service and not the people of the Bitterroot Valley. The recovery plan that Wild Rockies Earth First supports, the Conservation and Local Economy Alternative, would provide the best path towards long-term recovery of the Bitterroot National Forest. The Conservation and Local Economy Alternative would provide true forest restoration, fire protection for structures, as well as 800 local restoration jobs, said Michael Tannenbaum of Wild Rockies Earth First. Wild Rockies Earth First has been protecting the greater Salmon Selway ecosystem from the U.S. Forest Service forest destruction for more than 15 years. Since the fires of the year 2000, Wild Rockies Earth First has been working to stop the U.S. Forest Service from destroying yet another unique and beautiful part of the greater Salmon Selway ecosystem. Wild Rockies Earth First is made up of volunteers who put their time and their bodies on the line to protect the last wild places. You can contact Wild Rockies Earth First at P.O. Box 1742, Missoula, Montana, 59806. That's Wild Rockies Earth First, P.O. Box 1742, Missoula, Montana, 59806. Their phone number, 406-549-8863. That's 406-549-8863. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come and buy,